This Thursday, just about every Thanksgiving table will strain to accommodate a turkey, or perhaps a tofurkey for vegetarians who want to mimic tradition, as well as stuffing, sweet potatoes with melted marshmallows on top, if properly prepared, cranberry sauce, and a pumpkin pie, perhaps, for dessert. There will also be something special, something each family must have to make its Thanksgiving dinner unique. Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolfe has her own favorite, and it's not always been easy for her to find.
I grew up 1,000 miles from the ocean, way back in the days before shipping fresh seafood cross-country was routine. But we always had oysters for Thanksgiving. My grandfather had a lumber company in Minnesota that did business with the big paper company Georgia-Pacific in the 1950s. At Thanksgiving and Christmas, they always sent him a bushel of oysters. Fortunately, my dad knew how to shuck an oyster. He had worked in his family's restaurant, the Hollywood Sandwich Shop, in Chicago in the 1930s, and every winter they'd clear the window and fill it with ice, and with my dad, who stood there on display shucking oysters. Then I left home and had to fend for myself. I had a few easy years finding oysters when I was in college in Maryland. Once I even saw the oyster shucking champion of the world at Baltimore's Lexington Market. He shucked something like 15 oysters a minute. It wasn't that he shucked them so fast as that he shucked none of them slowly. I married a Baltimore boy, a guy who knew how to shuck an oyster, just like my dad. But then we moved to College Station, Texas. It was much closer geographically to the sea than Minneapolis, but further away psychologically. So when we had our first Lone Star Thanksgiving, outside like the Pilgrims because it was so warm, it was not easy to find oysters. When I finally found a source, I had to buy a bushel. That's about 20 dozen oysters. Friends around town bought a few dozen, and my talented East Coast husband shucked 9 dozen for our Thanksgiving guests. Everyone was happy but him. My friend Marguerite grew up in New Orleans. She always had oyster dressing, never stuffing, in her Thanksgiving turkey. It was made with light French bread soaked in oyster liquor, to which her Aunt Kay added sautéed Spanish onions, diced green peppers, and pecans. I tried oyster stuffing once after moving back east. There was a family rebellion. "It's not what we always have, Mom." Except for my husband, I married into a non-oyster-eating family. So sometime this week, before our Thanksgiving meal, I'll go down to the wharf here in Southwest Washington, buy a half dozen oysters, and eat them off a styrofoam plate, standing up outside in a parking lot. It's the way I like to begin giving thanks.
Bonnie Wolfe lives here in Washington. She's at work on a book of essays called Aunt Esther's Antipasto. And to learn how to shuck an oyster and how to make oyster stuffing, please visit our webpage at npr.org.